Michael Mann's new action thriller, Collateral, stars Tom Cruise as a hired killer with salt-and-pepper hair. Jamie Foxx co-stars as Max, an unwilling L.A. cabbie who's forced to drive Cruise from one victim to the next. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
One of my favorite scenes in Taxi Driver is when Robert De Niro's Travis Bickle seeks out a philosophical cabbie called the Wizard, played by Peter Boyle, to come to terms with his spiritual dislocation. The Wizard says, "Look, a man takes a job, and that becomes what he is." And he rambles on in blue-collar existential mode for a while, and then Travis says, "I don't know, that's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard." I think of that exchange, both halves, when I see a Michael Mann film like Thief or Heat or The New Collateral, because Mann is the American crime genre's most wizard-like existential philosopher of machismo. In movie after movie, he asks, what is a man? A thief, a cop, an assassin. That's what he does. Is that what he is? Is he free to choose? Or does a man gotta do what a man's gotta do? Well, Michael Mann's gotta do what Michael Mann's gotta do. And that's give these philosophical conundrums a throbbing backbeat and famously moody visuals. Men's fashion magazines have followed this director ever since Miami Vice, the way he frames his characters to bring out both their alienation and their glamour. It makes you think, that is God's loneliest man. And where can I get that suit? There are two lonely men in Collateral. Max, played by Jamie Foxx, is an L.A. cabbie. He wants to own a fleet of limos, but in the meantime, he brings to his taxi driver role a superhuman focus. He makes that taxi gleam, and when he picks up a fetching lawyer, played by Jada Pinkett Smith, he estimates her travel time to the minute. His next passenger is Vincent, played by Tom Cruise, a hired killer who's every bit the perfectionist Max is. The universe has been cruel to him, and everywhere he looks, he sees signs of its cruelty to others. If you think I'm reading these highbrow themes into the movie, listen to this.
We're in Plan B. Still breathing? Now, we got to make the best of it. Improvise, adapt to the environment. Darwin, it happens, I Ching, whatever, man. We got to roll with it.
I Ching, what are you talking about, man? You threw a man out of the window.
I didn't throw him. He fell.
But what did he do to you?
What?
What did he do to you?
Nothing. I only met him that night.
You just met him once and you kill him like that?
What, I should only kill people after I get to know them?
No.
Max, 6 billion people on the planet, you're getting bent out of shape because of one fat guy.
Well, who was he?
What do you care? Have you ever heard of Rwanda?
Yes, I know Rwanda.
Well, tens of thousands killed before sundown. Nobody's killed people that fast since Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Did you bat an eye, Max?
What?
Did you join Amnesty International, Oxfam, Save the Whale, Greenpeace, or something? No. I offer one fat Angelino and you throw a hissing fit.
Man, I don't know any Rwandans.
You don't know the guy that drunk either.
The dialogue in context is ridiculous, and Collateral is so over-designed that in one scene the gas pumps are color-coordinated with the cab. But the first half is magical anyway. It's lyrical and jazz-inflected, and man can make the flare of a streetlight, the reflection of the cab in a mirrored building, even the curve of a windshield, seem expressive. Visually, this is a City Boulevard symphony, and the script by Stuart Beattie is black farce, teasing and cruel. Max is the voice of humanity. He says the people you're killing are somebody's friends, and Vincent replies, in essence, that we're all alone. Max is right, but Vincent is cooler, with samurai-like moves. He even saves Max's life, so for a while, neither character has the dramatic edge. But in the second half, Collateral turns into a series of action set pieces that are completely over the top. And existentialist though he may be, man is lousy at action. His framing is too fancy, and he doesn't give you your bearings, so most of the time you have no idea where people are in relation to one another, or even who just got shot. The need to up the ante becomes ludicrous. Vincent turns into the Terminator, so dedicated to his role he doesn't care if he kills everyone in the city. And Max has to prove that commitment to other people isn't just morally superior to nihilism, it makes you a better marksman, too. It's lucky that Jamie Foxx gives a terrific performance. The tension between nervous deliberator and action hero is funny and, against all odds, believable. But Tom Cruise, he isn't believable for a second. It's fun to see him with salt and pepper hair, in a role where he can't flash that trademark smile. But he overacts not smiling. His robotic performance makes Collateral seem like the reductio ad absurdum of a Michael Mann movie, like dancing menstorm mannequins spouting being and nothingness. I felt like Travis Bickle saying, "I don't know, man. That's about the dumbest thing I've ever seen."
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.